Hi. This week the question is, are there 100 interpretations for one passage of Scripture? On March 9th, 2015, a deacon from a local congregation dropped by the church building where I was at, and he wanted to visit with me. He was from a congregation which uses individual communion cups when observing the Lord's Supper. While we were visiting, I offered him a tract concerning the communion showing the Bible pattern that requires the use of only one loaf and one cup in the observance of this sacred meal. Upon receiving my tract, which he did take, the deacon made an amazing statement. He said, quote, "If you were to give 100 people a Bible and ask them to read the account of the communion, you would probably end up with 100 different views of how the communion should be observed," end quote. Now, I listened to that, and I would think about it for the rest of the day, and I have two observations that I would like to share regarding this amazing statement made by the deacon. First of all, this deacon was speaking like an unbeliever. Yes, like an unbeliever. Unbelievers don't take the Bible seriously. Many disdain the Bible because the Scriptures condemn their evil lifestyles. Jesus said in John 3, verse 20, "Everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed." And one effort to discredit the Bible is to claim that the Bible cannot be understood. And as this deacon, who should have known better, people say, you know, if you give the Bible to 100 people and ask them what it says about homosexuality, you'd probably come up with 100 different answers. And the conclusion is supposedly you can't trust the Bible and shouldn't believe it then. Or if you give the Bible to 100 people and ask them what it teaches about salvation, you'd probably come up with 100 different answers. Now, question number one. Can the Bible be understood? The answer is yes, it can. Question number two, can men understand the Bible alike? The answer is yes, they can. As a matter of fact, if two people understand the Bible, they will of necessity understand it alike. If two people understand a passage differently, then at least one of them does not understand the passage. When properly understood, a passage teaches the same thing to everyone who understands it. Observe Luke 10, verse 25 through 28. "Behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tested Jesus, saying, 'Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?' Jesus said to him, 'What's written in the law? What is your reading of it?' So he answered and said, 'You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself.' And Jesus said to him, 'You have answered rightly. Do this, and you will live.'" Now you think about this scripture. Here are two men, and both of them understood a passage of scripture alike. However, since Jesus was God, John 1 verse 1, what we actually have here is a man understanding the Bible like God himself. The problem with Bible interpretation is not understanding what the Scripture says. The problem is submission and obedience. People today don't want to understand what the Bible says about homosexuality, because they're self-centered and insist on having their own way. People today don't want to understand what the Bible says about true worship because they are stubborn and refuse to obey what the Lord said. That's my first observation. Here's my second observation. This deacon was being unreasonable. He's being unreasonable. My deacon friend claimed that if you gave 100 people a copy of the Bible and then asked each one how to observe the communion, you would receive 100 different answers. Now, is this true? Is that true? Is the communion so difficult and ambiguous that no one can agree upon it? No, that is not true. Observe 1 Corinthians 11, verse 23 through 25. The Bible says, "I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same manner he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Here is the divine pattern. It is not so difficult that no two people could understand or agree upon it. First, Jesus took only one loaf of unleavened bread. We know he used unleavened bread because of Matthew 26, verse 17. We know he used only one loaf because he said, "This is my body." The word "this" is singular. He did not say, "These are my body." Everyone can understand this. Using one unleavened loaf is understandable, but some simply do not want to obey this. Second, Jesus took only one cup. We know he used a cup because the Bible plainly says "the cup." We know he used only one cup because the passage says "this cup." The word "this" is singular. He did not say "these cups are the new covenant." He said "this cup is the new covenant." Everyone can understand this. The problem is not in the wording of the Bible. The problem is not in the difficulty of the subject. The problem lies in people being stubborn and refusing to submit to the Bible pattern found in Scripture. I close my little study here with this significant question. Question: how can a deacon expect others to repent and follow the Bible when he himself will not repent and follow the Bible? If repentance is good medicine for others, then my deacon friend should be willing to swallow his own medicine. Well, thanks for listening to our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. There are no spaces between those words. There, at our website, you can download the notes and the audio file of this message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.